This is Wisconsin Today.
Over nearly 60 years, an organization founded in Wisconsin for migrant farm workers has expanded to other states with a range of child development, workforce, and social service programs for migrant seasonal workers and their families.
Now it has a new leader. Jose Martinez will take the reins of the Milwaukee-based United Migrant Opportunity Services, or UMOS, as its first new president and CEO in 50 years. Former CEO Lupe Martinez, who is not related to Jose, became president emeritus at the start of this year.
To learn more about the organization's latest efforts to support migrant workers and their families, Jose Martinez joins us. Jose, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
It's my pleasure to be part of the WPR interview here.
United Migrant Opportunity Services, UMOS, operates dozens of programs across seven states, including here in Wisconsin, of course. What program is making the biggest impact, do you think, on the lives of migrant farm workers and their families?
Kate, we are so delighted to actually have a footprint in seven states. And in addition to the seven states, we also operate in six other states, which makes it a total of 13 states. I believe when we look at all the programming that UMOS has to offer, first, we have about 54 different types of programs that we offer. In essence, each program does something quite unique and different. UMOS is divided in three major divisions: early care and education, workforce development resources, and of course, social services. And Kate, as I mentioned, each one is in its periphery does some great impact. You know, one that comes immediately to mind is our Migrant and Seasonal Head Start program. We do operate in the states of Wisconsin, Missouri, and South Texas. We serve over 1,800 children and serve a little over 2,000 families. So we're excited because we're able to offer a plethora of comprehensive services to our families. Here in the state of Wisconsin, we also offer, we're an employment and training program. So we offer a variety of services. So when we think about impact, each one is an entirety has what I call a profound impact, from the energy assistance program that we offer to the human trafficking program, domestic violence program through our LRC program. Also, we do food farm worker relief program. We operate in 13 different states. Now we're adding an additional 11 states soon to come with an additional $30 million. So we are very excited to be able to have what I call an imprint and provide what I call an impact in the lives of our families and children we serve.
I want to pick out one piece of this work that is spreading into so many areas. At the national level, you chair the National Migrant and Seasonal Head Start Program for the CEO affiliates. Do migrant farm families coming to Wisconsin, do they have adequate access to early childhood education in the communities where they work?
That's a very good question. This is one of the reasons why we got into the early care and education programming, specifically Migrant and Seasonal Head Start. UMOS is one of its programming has always been in childcare. In fact, UMOS back in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, had its first Montessori program. So when you think about Montessori program within embedded within Head Start, back during that period of time, that was profound in terms of services. Since then, UMOS has moved in providing a comprehensive service programming. We also do migrant childcare services for our families and children. So to your question, when we have families that are coming to the state of Wisconsin, do they have access to accessible childcare and Head Start programs? My response would be yes. We are located in six different areas where we provide comprehensive Head Start services. Our areas that we've selected are areas that are pretty much central to where we have a lot of farm worker families congregated. But in areas where there may be pockets of families, we're able to serve these families through migrant childcare.
We are talking about the work of Milwaukee-based United Migrant Opportunity Services, or UMOS, with its incoming CEO, Jose Martinez. Let's turn our attention to labor camps and what families are, able to get as they live and work on farms. And this year, the migrant farm workers in Wisconsin, they were granted additional heat, health, and safety protections under revised rules. Did these make a difference this summer?
Oh, definitely. You know, we are so excited now being the chair for the Governor's Council on Migrant Labor. we are actually ecstatic in being able to work with WD collectively and look at it in various areas in terms of how we can improve the lives of our farm worker families. You know, our goal, as well as DW goal, is to ensure that there are no needless deaths occurring as a result of exposure to heat. So certainly the plans that have been put in place, the revisions of the heat policies were excellent. The heat illness prevention plan that was put in place as well ensures that we are taking care of our farm workers. I know that our growers always invest a lot of money in the training of farm workers, and that's in different types of industry within farm workers. So I know that from their perspective, they want to make sure that they're investing, and in many instances, ensuring that there are safety protection plans in place that will ensure that workers who are working on their sites and harvesting agricultural products are ensuring that they're safe. So therefore, when we're looking at rest periods during heat illnesses, that is important. When we're looking at perhaps temperatures exceeding 80 degrees, having shade or available shade, it only makes sense to protect the worker. When we're talking about ensuring that individuals are consuming enough water, making sure that there's enough water per employee, at least one quart of water per employee per hour, those are things that really make sense in order for us to protect our workforce.
Has the word gotten out to seasonal farm workers what their rights are, what these new protections mean to them?
Definitely. You know, we have great partners at the table from Legal Action of Wisconsin. We have La Clinica, who now is Noble Clinics. All of us are partners at the table. UMOS, we operate various different programs for farm worker families. And one of the things that we do, we want to be absolutely sure that our workers are aware of these changes and regulations and the requirements. In many instances, there are also requirements for workers, especially if they work in certain types of industry, the food packing or food processing industry, that they're required to do these orientations. So therefore, through that orientation requirement in some of these industries like food packing, processing, and then also working with these partnering agencies for folks that are working out in farms, ensures that our agricultural workers or farm workers are aware of these preset or regulations that are available for them. It actually protects them. That's what we want to see, protection for our workers.
And in terms of food processing, food packing, on dairies around Wisconsin, is automation affecting these seasonal migrant laborers?
Sure, Kate. If we go back to 2004, 2005, this is when we started seeing automation happening in a lot of food processing companies. So automation is good. It's just, it's ever evolving. It is using automation and using it to its fullest, and it's involved. With it, of course, Kate, it comes that that they will not need as many farm workers, but perhaps the farm workers or individual workers that they'll be hiring requires a different preset. So I call these opportunities, right? So now if we're looking at automation and we're looking at computers, then we need a more skilled labor workforce to be able to ensure they're able to do the job. So then over time, perhaps we'll see a decline or continued decline, but then it'll stabilize because you'll always need individuals or the hands of an individual to be able to process the foods. But that's what I call a process that takes place. We've seen that happening in food processing. We've seen that happening in agricultural. And so within even the dairy industry, we see that happening as well.
I want to close by asking you, how do you want to make your mark on UMOS? How do you want to grow the organization into the future under your leadership?
You know, Kate, I'm really humbled. When we are working with individual families, that person, we want to be able to create an impact in their lives. We want to be able to see outcomes being generated as a result of us having that interaction with individuals. We want to make sure that that individual at the other end is receiving all the services that they require. And then when we leave that individual, the individual is better off than what they were when they first started receiving services from UMOS. And looking at ways in terms of how we can streamline services, create the greatest impact, and use those resources that we have to ensuring that they go directly to the participants.
Jose, thank you so much for joining us.
It is my pleasure, believe me. And again, thank you so much, Kate, for allowing me this opportunity to engage you and have a conversation with you.
Jose Martinez is the incoming president and CEO of UMOS, that is United Migrant Opportunity Services, which is based in Milwaukee. If there's a group in your community that you wish to highlight that is spreading its programs in Wisconsin and beyond, let us know about that work and its ripple effects. Get in touch with us by email, wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That address is wisconsintoday@wpr.org. And thanks for listening to Wisconsin Today.